7 Cape Talk. Cape Talk. John Nathan's book review.
And then I've had it on my shelf for a while, a couple of months, and not quite sure why, but eventually I got around to reading it, and I'm absolutely delighted that I did. It's a novel by Cape Town-based journalist and writer Brent Meersman. His work appears a lot in The Mail and Guardian. A novel called Reports Before Daybreak. And it goes back to the middle 80s, where you've got a domestic worker, Alicia Nonkosi, and she works for two families. She works for the De Koninks in Rugby, and she works for the Dippenaars in Camps Bay. And the Dippenaars have a son, and the De Koninks have a son, and Alicia herself has two sons, and the families get interlinked. The two main stories are François de Koninck, who is conscripted into the SADF, as one was at the time, and then one of Alicia's sons, the other main character in the piece, is Mfundi, who runs away to join Mgwanto Wesizwe at the age of 16. So it is a political novel only in the sense that its personal dramas are played out against a very recognizable political backdrop. It is the time of Crossroads and KTC in the mid-80s here in Cape Town. It is also the time of Namibia and Angola and the human rights violations there. It is the time of the Battle of Kwitakwanavale, and one of the final scenes is the Nelson Mandela speech on his release from jail in 1990. A wonderful set piece which Meersman does extremely well. He does those big set pieces very well, but he also does the intimate stuff, the engagement between characters, the little telling bits of dialogue and description. He does extremely well. So it is something which rises above that description of a political novel. It is a human novel which takes place against a particularly important political backdrop, and I think it's an extremely good book indeed. Reports Before Daybreak by Brent Meersman, published in paperback by Amuzi at a cost of 195 Rand. And